This morning we mentioned that all who are the Lord's have a desire within them to live a life that overcomes the world, a life that wins, a life that is pleasing to the Lord. The desire, I believe, is in every one of us. If we should ask ourselves whether the life that we live is overcoming, winning, and pleasing to God, probably many of us will have to acknowledge that it is something we hope it will be so, but it is not so. But as we read the letter to the Philippians, we find that the Apostle Paul shared with us his secret, the secret of his life. And by that secret, he was able to live a life that really overcame, that really gave glory to God. And that secret is very simple, and it is an open secret. He said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 22, "For me to live is Christ." Now brethren, this is a statement of fact, not of hope. It is not set up as a goal for us to attain, but it is a statement of fact, something which is real, something which is in every one of us. Christ in us is our life. And being our life, he means that he will live in and through us. The only way that we can live our Christian life, the only way that we can live like Christ, is to allow him who is our life to live within us. He is in us. He is in us as our life. And all we need to do is to let him live. If only we will step aside, look to him and say, "Lord, it's no longer I who lives. It is you who live in me." And as we appropriate that fact by faith, we will find it is Christ who really lives. Now this evening we would like to continue on with the letter to the Philippians. And the text is in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We know that our mind has much to do with our walk. The ancient Greek philosophy says, "I know that I am. I exist because I think." The way you think will determine the direction you will go. Remember in Romans chapter 8, "They who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They who are according to the spirit mind the things of the spirit." If you mind the things of the flesh, then you are fleshly, you are carnal. If your mind,
We are all optical. 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 We are all optical.
that time,
Think of the feeling 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 of
and only Romans 7:7, come, flesh and mind, not. God, 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 this is the he's the gospel.
Can you go for? Can you not swim? Go yourself. Jesus has Does it transform people?
Now she will be able to get the moon side to the side, to the side.
I work alone, hard and old, and old.
This is the problem. We have a lot of things. It's a bit like. It is your name. Not you. We knew. Where is you? Unless our mind is renewed, dear brothers, the life of Christ in you is not released. How can we have our mind renewed? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. If ye have heard him, and be instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus, namely, your having put off according to the former conversation the old man which corrupts itself according to the deceitful lusts, and being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your having put on the new man which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and
Crucified, but I, Put off, He cannot himself.
But the end shall glory and honor and glory and
The life of the life, life is life, 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 life,
Let us ourselves with envy, the Lord, our Lord, our Lord.